Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So the guy that's probably giving up, 6 inches, 7 inches to Christian Walker height-wise, just caught up to a 97-mile-per-hour fastball about at his chin and took it right back up the middle and set up a first and second with one out situation for the Astros in the bottom of the eighth. Now it is two outs because Jake Meyers peed on one pretty good, just not good enough, flew out to center field.
Altuve now three hits behind Jeff Bagwell for second all-time on the franchise hit list. Altuve with that base hit center field.
You know, I want him to get like three hits every single night, but I'm really hoping that the Astros can pick him up a little bit for a couple of days and he gets that record, which would give him the second most hits all-time in franchise history behind only Craig Biggio and his 3,060. I hope he does it on Sunday. It's a Framber day. Be great if it was a little bit of a Jose Altuve celebration day, too.
Yeah, I think that's now 23-11 for Jose Altuve. Is at 23-14.
I believe you're right. Yeah, that sounds good to me. I believe you, sir. 713-572-4610. Shout out Brian Abreu for coming in, throwing five pitches, and striking his guy out to get out of a tough situation in the top of the eighth inning after Brian King gave up a run to tie this ball game. 1-1, bottom eight, two on, two out for one Cameron Aloysius Smith, who's got one of the Astros' six hits today. See if he can come through here again and be the lone Astro with a multi-hit game today. That would be fantastic. Got to get a couple runs here. One, to get back the lead, but then two, to stuff a little insurance.
Yes!
Cameron Aloysius Smith
with the bobble.
The bobble. I don't know if the bobble ended up costing him. Smith is pumped right now.
That's a ribeye single.
I think Paredes was coming around to score no matter what.
Cameron Aloysius Smith the third.
Man, let's go. You know, Jeremy Pena is probably not going to start the All-Star game. I don't even know.
Should be.
I don't know if Jeremy Pena is going to make it to phase two in the All-Star voting.
Jeremy Pena should be starting.
I agree.
He has the second highest WAR in all of baseball.
He does.
Not in the American League. In all of baseball. He's already a 5-1 WAR.
Mm-hmm.
The only player with a higher WAR than Pena is Aaron Judge, and Aaron Judge is not human.
Yeah. That's probably not going to happen. And you know what else is probably not going to happen? By reason of the same individual. right? Jacob Wilson, rookie.
Now, here's crazy thing, right? Jacob Wilson's hitting the snot out of the ball.
Is, right? Like, to the tune of what, 350?
I think he's at 349.
Mm-hmm.
But the defense?
Ugh. Yeah, not anything to really write home about, right?
It would be a negative.
But you know, you've got Jeremy Pena, who very well should be starting the All-Star game, or at least could be. And then you have Cam Smith, who is really making a push for AL Rookie of the Year with the way that he continues to hit.
I think between his defense, because he's playing Gold Glove level right field. He started playing right field 2 weeks before the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing Gold Glove level right field, which is insane to me.
Yeah.
And the fact that he is, after that first month, he has become a consistent, reliable bat. I think by the time we get to the end of the year, you know, Jacob Wilson, teams are going to figure him out. Not going to be hitting 340.
I don't know. Let's see, because people are going to say, or saying the same thing probably about Cam Smith. Over the course of the last, 30 games, Cam's hitting in and around 300. That's outs, not 340, but
outs above average defensively. Jacob Wilson, -2.
And Cam Smith is a +4?
Well, Jacob Wilson's a -2 at short, which is pretty awful.
Uh-huh.
Cam Smith in right field.
That number's probably crept up a little bit. He's made some pretty sensational plays.
+4.
Yeah, +4.
And that's tied for the second best in the league.
Yeah.
That's like an all of baseball.
That's wild, man. Wild. Wild. And it's... You saw that coming from Cam Smith much more than you did like anything palatable coming from the Jose Altuve experiment in left field, which has been few and far between here more recently in the last few weeks anyway, because Altuve's been playing more second, DHing, and now that you've got Cooper Hummel up, they've thrown various different people out in left field. They haven't had to go exclusively Altuve out there in a while.
Second base. Would you like to know who has the most outs above average at second base?
Well, probably Dubon.
Mauricio Dubon. He is now 8 outs above average, despite the fact he hasn't even played 30 games.
Yeah.
At second base.
I would have given him 2 outs above average if he would have been able to pull that playoff earlier today.
His success rate added is 10%. If you're wondering if that's good or bad, the next highest is 5%.
Yeah.
So Dubon is literally, hands down, the best defensive second baseman in baseball.
Let's go, baby. Let's go. Astros leading the Phils 2-1. Play officially headed to the top of the ninth inning. We'll have an H-Town postgame show for
Abreu
you.
Abreu is staying up in the game for the ninth inning.
It
looks like he was going to be the ninth inning guy,
yeah,
and that Hader's got the day off.
Oh, look, good for him. He only needed 5 pitches to get out of that situation in the eighth inning, so... Brian Abreu on for a save opportunity.
This would be a win
because he finished the eighth inning when the Astros were tied. Now they got the lead. So,
what kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.